As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. When looking for Blair's fill-in host, we had to decide whose summer vacation we wanted to ruin the most. Congrats, Gord. You drew the short straw. This is the Jeff Blair Show with guest host Gord Stelling on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Yeah, Gord Stelick in for the vacationing. Jeff Blair, who's vacationing for 2 hours, will be in for baseball at noon. Actually, he's going to come in early, and then he hosts primetime sports. And I'm kind of rambling and getting all set and ready, because if there's ever a show Jeff Blair regrets missing at 9 a.m., it would be this. How about, I did the morning show for many years, and I wake up and I hear Dean Blundell and the gang, and as I drive in, looking forward, enjoying subbing in for Jeff Blair this week, and I hear about this trade overnight. At first, I thought they're hypothesizing about it. I mean, the last time that something of this magnitude came in the wee hours for the Toronto Blue Jays was our good buddy Fergie Oliver getting the tip that Tim Johnson was out as the manager of the Jays, that he couldn't, in the next spring training, bounce back from his exaggerated stories from the year before. And lo and behold, what you have heard is not confirmed by either team at this point, but everybody else in Major League Baseball, Troy Tulowitzki, the guy that was selected right after the Toronto Blue Jays took Ricky Romero in the 2005 draft. Tulowitzki went next to the Colorado Rockies. He is a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, 42-year-old reliever. Well, I guess he hangs out with Bartolo Colon or something, but LaTroy Hawkins, it's his 11th Major League Baseball team, but he's a bit of a long reliever that way. Going to the Colorado Rockies, Jose Reyes. The big prospects, Jeff Hoffman, 22-year-old minor league pitcher. Miguel Castro, only 20, and you saw him getting a snippet of chance as a closer for the Toronto Blue Jays. And Jesus Tinoco, who is the Venezuelan wonder, who stats aren't all that great, but there's a lot of upside that has felt that way. So those are the three prospects that go along with Reyes to the Colorado Rockies. Of course, it'll be a great morning to chat with you, the listeners, about the trade. And we'll await official confirmation. I would expect soon we'll find out about press conferences in both cities. But Troy Tulowitzki is a member of the Toronto Blue Jays. And Joe Siddle, of course, a member of our baseball broadcast team right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. How are you this morning, Joe?
Good morning, Gord.
It is a good morning. I mean, trades are always good for any sports talk show, but it's, I think about it, and, you know, we've talked about pitching, and I hear you and Jerry talk about it all the time, and that seemed to be the target for Alex Anthopoulos. And then when you got a chance to sit back and digest, what do you make of this deal?
Well, I got up this morning and had a coffee, and then I saw the deal, and I went and poured a double-double to make sure I was reading correct. I was shocked, just like I think a lot of people were. All we've talked about is pitching, pitching, and pitching, and then Alex goes out and surprises everyone once again, much like the Donaldson trade and much like the Russell Martin signing. I think what it means is that for two things, I think it means that, first of all, he's all in to go try to win right now this season, but he's also kind of protecting himself for the future, and you're looking down the road a few years with the potential of Bautista and Encarnacion maybe leaving. We don't know what's going to happen, but they've got next year on their contract also as a team option. So this guards against both of them leaving. Maybe you've got a Tulowitzki, Donaldson, Martin still in the fold. So I think he's kind of guarding both of these. I think the nice piece right here, too, is adding LaTroy Hawkins, a veteran pitcher for that bullpen. That's a nice piece. I think it's a nice piece in two ways. Number one, it's a veteran down there who has tons of experience and success. And it's a veteran guy with those young guys down there that I think can help the Osunas of the world. And I think that would be a big plus. I by no means think he's done, though. If you're going to do what he just did, you still have to address pitching, and especially the starting rotation. So I think there's something's got to be still brewing.
Okay, got a few days about addressing that or anything else. But I'm trying to make of why the Colorado Rockies would trade Troy Tulowitzki. I mean, a name that wasn't in there. He signed through 2020, and he's batting 300. And Joe, Tell me what you think of this. I thought of the Phil Kessel analogy in Toronto, that the Colorado Rockies have decided that, you know what, we stink right now. That it, when we get better, Troy Tulowitzki isn't going to be, we're not going to be able to afford it, whatever it may be. That, you know, because of where we are, we're willing to move that kind of player because of his contract, much like the Maple Leafs were willing to do that with Phil Kessel because of where they are and his kind of contract.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of truth to that. You're really trading a franchise player. Now, when you talk about those salaries, it's a trade-off, really, the next few years. Now, Tulo's got a couple extra years on there. So Reyes goes to Colorado, and maybe that way the Rockies are saying to their fans, we're not folding the tent, we've acquired yet. But, you know, it makes you just wonder, and I've heard this already, but you wonder if Reyes might get signed somewhere too, if not right away, maybe next year or whatever, as they continue to kind of remold things. So it's very interesting when you're acquiring young arms like Hoffman and Castro and you're going to start building that way. I'm not so sure where a Jose Reyes fits into that fold. So it's an interesting perspective from the Rocky side. I think that was the biggest issue when anybody ever talked about Jose Reyes and his deficiencies at shortstop. How are you ever going to move that contract? Well, that's one way to move it, is by getting a guy that's got a very similar contract. I still think it's an edge for sure to the Blue Jays. You always hate giving up arms, and I think Jeff Hoffman for me was one of those arms, and I've never seen him pitch. I've just heard about him. I like to go with my own eyes, so I can't really form an opinion. You hate giving up arms like that. But for Alex to have done that, to acquire a Tulowitzki, and I think we all still know they need starting pitching, you just wonder what's next and what top prospect and what top arm may go in the next trade.
Yeah, he covers the Toronto Blue Jay games on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, Joe Siddle with Gord Stellick. Filling in on the Jeff Blair Show, we're talking about the big Toronto Blue Jay Colorado Rocky trade. And, you know, you've answered about Jeff Hoffman, the 22-year-old. He does seem like he is the prize prospect going the other way. And it's, you know, interesting. We're kicking around yesterday, and I mentioned with Randy Johnson being inducted on Sunday, the Baseball Hall of Fame, that the Mark Langston trade the Expos made all those years ago, that's about as good a prospect that went the other way, like Johnson did from Montreal to Seattle, in one of those deadline deals. And, you know, the Jays, you go back to Steve Carsey for Rick Henderson. We know that Ricky Romero was picked one ahead of Tulowitzki in the draft, and where he's gone. Kyle Drabak was supposed to be the next hope. So I don't know, like you said, you haven't seen Hoffman. You want to see him with your own eyes. But how do you gauge about all these names and guys that people get excited about, because we have analysis, stats, analytics for every league level going on about who's got the best chance or who doesn't?
Well, you're right. It's very difficult, and I think that's why you really have to trust your scouts, because they're the ones that are setting their eyes on these people, and they're watching them continuously. So that, to me, is everything, and that's why you talk about running an organization in general. To me, it all starts with draft and developing, because that's where you're acquiring your pieces for your future, whether those players make an impact at the major league level, or in the Jeff Hoffman case, he makes an impact in a trade to gain somebody or players that can make an impact with your big league team. In this case, Hoffman going that way. Now Tulowitzki is going to be in the fold here for the Blue Jays for this year and for a few years coming forward. And again, more importantly than anything, it's the Blue Jays scouts that you have to give up something to get something. Of course, in this case, it's Tulowitzki, but that's why you trust your scouts. What do they think Jeff Hoffman's going to be? Well, I would guess they think he's going to be a very good, probably frontline starter in the major leagues, because that's why they drafted him where they did. He did slip a little bit because of the surgery, but I still think they believe in that. But that's what you have to give up to get a Tulowitzki. And unfortunately for the Blue Jays, that's a big price tag. Castro, I don't think anybody knows. He's a young kid, certainly had his struggles, and he's got a tremendous live arm. But what we've seen is he just doesn't pitch yet. He's really struggled with that. But I think when you get a kid like that, he goes to the Rockies. He's got a chance maybe now the Rockies progress him through the minor leagues, develop him probably the way he should have. He clearly got rushed to the major league level.
And just before closing, obviously Tulowitzki's not a trade deadline deal. As we mentioned, he'll help them this year. He hopefully will help them through 2020 when his contract is done. You mentioned LaTroy Hawkins at the start. 42 years old. I mean, is this a guy that you can milk a couple of months out in a positive way for the Toronto Jays?
Oh, I think so for sure. This is a guy that they're counting on this year, and that's what I mean about going for it right now. It's now and the future when you look at Tulowitzki and the years he has remaining. But for sure, with Hawkins, it's a great presence down in that bullpen. Number one, it's a good arm. He's quality. That's first and foremost. But number two, you've got that veteran-type guy that's been there and can really help those other guys down there. Not a whole lot of experience down there in terms of playoffs or veteran leadership. So I think it's a nice fit in that Blue Jays bullpen.
Well, looking forward to you and Jerry tonight, of course, on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. The Jays taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't know how much you're going to be able to focus on the game when you keep talking about this. This will be something great action on the field, off the field tonight.
Well, it'll be this, and I think, again, I think more importantly, it's going to be the corresponding moves, because if you look at this trade, there's no way that the Blue Jays can be done. And that doesn't mean Alex is going to do something, but I'm sure he's working the phones very hard and still trying to acquire pitching. Because for me, it's that rotation. There's no question it needs help if this team wants to try to win the division or sneak into that wild card, either or get to the postseason.
Okay, so now that you've had a chance to digest it, are you going to go for a triple-triple now, or are your coffee going to be black the next one?
I better slow down. Okay. I've had three already.
Okay, we'll let you go. Hey, thanks very much, Joe.
All right, go and have a great day.
Joe Siddle joining us, of course, along with Jerry Howarth. They'll be on tonight, 7 p.m., the Jays taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. And, well, we kind of were wondering what phone topic we could have this morning, and it was going to be baseball, but then the news, again, not confirmed by either team at this point, but the Toronto Blue Jays have acquired Troy Tulowitzki and reliever LaTroy Hawkins from the Colorado Rockies in exchange for shortstop Jose Reyes and minor league prospects Jeff Hoffman. That's the big minor league prospect of it, a 22-year-old. Miguel Castro, who we saw pitch a little bit with the Jays early on, he's only 20. And Jesus Tinoco from Venezuela. Stats aren't all that impressive, but apparently a lot of upside potential that way, all going to the Colorado Rockies. So already people jumping in at 870-0590, star 590 on your cell phone network, 1-888-666-0590 to talk about this morning's news, and why wouldn't they? And we've got Russ in New Jersey up first. Hey, Russ.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Very happy. I like this trade, and I'll explain. You know, I know everyone's going to call and say, yeah, great trade, but what about the pitching? And that's the number one need of this team. But I think you got a guy, number one, you know, the leadership in this team has always been questioned. Who's the leader on this team? You know, who's going to call out somebody and make a stupid play on the base pass? Or, you know, things like what happened on Sunday don't happen on good teams. They just don't. And I think with Troy Tulowitzki, you're bringing in a great offensive player. Is he still great defensively? I don't think he's as good as he was, but better than Reyes. But I think you're also bringing in, and it's costing a lot of money, but the team is transitioning over, and I think the left side of the infield is going to be the leaders of this team. You have a guy, Donaldson, who's a hard, you know, core baseball guy. He loves to play the game. But I think, you know, when he came in, he's a new kid on the block. He's not going to, you know, be, you know, with Batista and Encarnacion and Reyes there. But I think you bring in those two guys now. And I think this team's lacked that. You speak to people for a long, long time. You know, you have the guys on the team that are leaders. And I think Tulowitzki, obviously, is a great offensive player, and he's a leader. And I think this is a good trade, you know, for the Blue Jays, besides the fact that Reyes, you know, Tulowitzki's a guy that's going to do whatever it takes to win. And you've seen that in Colorado. You know, people asked, you know, would Reyes come out of the game in the eighth inning or ninth inning for a guy like Gomes up by a run or two because Gomes is a better fielder? And the answer pretty much everyone heard was, no, he's not. So, you know, I think you're bringing a real character guy, which has got to be talked about besides the great offensive stats in Troy Tulowitzki.
Appreciate it. Great analysis, Russ in New Jersey, kicking things off. And the one, of course, is going to go to next caller, but Jays need pitching. Absolutely. And still need pitching. But the way you improve any team is any kind of incremental move. If it makes an incremental positive experience or positive impact on your team, whether it's calling a player up, a trade, whatever it may be, then you do it. So if this is a better move for the team, then you do it. And that's better for the team. The pitching, absolutely, still remains a big problem and something that you hope will be addressed in some way, shape, or form. But much like a hockey trade and making a good trade but not improving your goaltending when you need to improve your goaltending, the point is, if this is a good trade, that's what Alex Anthopoulos has to do, and more of them have to be positive for the team than negative. Rocky and Markham. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, Britt.
Morning.
I just want to say I love your work all the time. this is what I got to say. I think this is a home run that hit for the Blue Jays. I think defensive-wise, it's going to make a big difference. With that being said, with the prospects going to Colorado, it's understandable you have to give up something to get something, because if you look at the Blue Jays now, they seem like they're going to go all in right now and for the next couple of years. And I think Hoffman became expendable once they drafted John Harris in this year's draft. And some people say that he might be a stealer for the Blue Jays. So I think Hoffman became expendable. And not only that, I think they're going to get a couple more draft picks. I fully expect the Blue Jays to make a qualifying offer to Mark Burley. And on top of that, they weren't able to come to terms with their second-round pick. So I believe they're going to get two more picks here. So that's potentially up to four picks. So I believe that they can make it up. So and at the same time, I don't think they're done. So I expect them to go after a pick here. And I think it's going to become a great attraction for the Blue Jays because with Pulisky, I think it's a full powerhouse between two to six. And I think there would be pitchers that would love to come and play for the Blue Jays when you have Pulisky and Josh Donaldson behind you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, and thanks very much. And again, you know, talking about the deal, Troy Tulowitzki coming over, and mentioning about it seemed like Marcus Stroman was the one guy that they weren't going to trade. So you can't have too many untouchables. It seemed like he was the one untouchable for Alex Anthopoulos. So at some point, if you consider Jeff Hoffman a top prospect or one of the top prospects after that, whatever it may be, you had to part with one of them. And he decided this was the deal that made it worthwhile. And I will say about other players, and the caller mentioned about guys maybe now be more attracted to playing with the Jays or not. I don't think you'll be seeing any tweets on July 31st from Jays players going, disappointed we didn't do anything. I think those are going to go on the back burner. Mike in Cambridge. Hey, Mike.
Dr. G, how's my boy?
Michael, I'm great. I'm good. I'm back. What can I tell you? 5 years.
Good to hear you.
Yeah.
I tried to tweet to you a picture of the old lunch bag letdown T-shirt that my wife finally made me toss out in the garbage because it had so many holes in it, Gordy. So.
Boy, what is with these wives that don't understand about a piece of history? Well, is this a lunch bag letdown deal? What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm looking at it from the different side of the fence of everybody else, but from, I've been on the net like a lot of people reading different stuff, and it's a good article on CBS Sports. I mean, essentially when you read how they're talking about Tulowitzki, some of the comments aren't all that different from Reyes. You know, gets hurt a fair bit, starting to show some declines defensively. Bat speed is there's one of these advanced baseball statistics. I don't really pretend to be a wizard, but showing some signs of slowing. And we're giving up a couple of pretty good pitching prospects, and I just think that if you're going to give them up, the Jays have proven they're not going to go out and sign a free agent for like $30 million pitcher a year, and I'm fine with that, but therefore, you know, the Stromans, the Hoffmans, all these guys, they become gold. And I'm just not really sure giving up gold to upgrade at shortstop, I don't really see it. And people say, well, Alex has something else and that he's working on. Well, we don't have too many blue-chip prospects to give up. For sure, Hoffman was considered one of the gems. Castro, maybe not quite as much. But, I mean, what's left? Are we gonna trade Norris and I don't know, somebody else? Like, that'll leave the cupboard completely bare. And I don't know. I think he's playing his chips wrong, personally. I know a lot of people get excited about a big trade and a big name, but the guy's 30 years old now. He plays shortstop. Now he's going to be coming to artificial turf, and he's already showing some signs of wearing down.
But you know what? To go back to the lunch bag letdown days, this is the thing is, you've got, if your team is winning, it doesn't matter that you trade a prospect named Jeff Kent, right? Who, you know, becomes an MVP somewhere else or close to an MVP because you're winning. And that's back in the World Series days. So the problem's been these prospects, and a lot of them don't pan out. But when your team is struggling, that's always the way you're gauging it. So they've got to get to that next level. And we'll see if, you know, these kind of moves get them there to finally get in the playoffs. We'll move on next to Eddie in Fort Erie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Gord. How you doing?
Good.
For me, I like the trade. I mean, the Blue Jays really needed to address what was really wrong in the infield with all the errors that they were giving up. Like, you know, with Reyes, you know, keep on, you know, missing one ball after another, like through the legs, and everybody was like, you know, harping on him. It's like, stop doing that. Play smart, you know. So now that that's out of the way, we got Tulowitzki, and I like the trade. But my only problem is, what's next for their next trade? I mean, who are they going to give up next? I don't even know if they're going to give up their top prospects again, like Stroman, Sanchez. I mean, if people keep asking about them, it's going to be no. So I don't know if you take part of your lineup away to try and make a deal, because if they keep asking for Sanchez and Stroman, of course, it's going to be no. So I don't know what's going to happen next to get that starting
pitcher. Okay, but you're saying what happened now you're happy with?
Well, I'm happy with a trade, yeah. I just don't know where they go next with who they have to play with for trade chips.
Well, we got, and as Joe Siddle said, we've got three more days. And, of course, Jays and Phillies tonight. And three more days for Alex, and a little more than three more days for Alex Anthopoulos and company to see what does happen next or not. It's funny, the earlier caller, Mike from Cambridge, who I enjoy connecting with, been a long time. But the other thing, I was just thinking, okay, if Troy Tulowitzki gets hurt all the time like Jose Reyes, I need a change of scenery anyway. I can't watch Jose Reyes anymore, and every time he runs to first, he gets hurt. Like, he looks like this well-conditioned, perfect athletic specimen, and then it seemed like from the word go, that's always been the case, and hopefully that's not the same thing with Tulowitzki, but that's something of that just with Reyes. Man, every time something was going, you'd go, yeah, Reyes tweaked something. Reyes this, Reyes that. So I will, because I'm just tired of it, like the refreshing change of scenery and hoping that Tulowitzki isn't injury-prone, but at least it's a different injury-prone. How about that? Let's go to Mark in Richmond Hill. Hey, Mark.
Morning, Gordon.
Morning, Mark.
Can you tell me about the guy from the bullpen we got out of this deal, his numbers?
I'll be fine. We talked to Joe Siddle about it earlier. His big number is 42 years old. He's, okay, stats this year. 2-1 record, 3.63 ERA, appeared in 24 games, has two saves, so 22.1 innings pitched, 20 strikeouts. Can't find the walks here, but his whip is 1.16. So it seems like it's his 11th major league team, the Troy Hawkins we're talking about. And it seems like for this year anyway, he is a guy that the Jays can use, mostly long relief in the bullpen.
Beautiful. I love the trade, Gord. And prospects are prospects. It's like rolling the dice. You don't know what you got, but every year you're going to find these young kids that can throw 97, 100 miles an hour. And with the way this offense is, you need to go for it. And way to go, Alex. At least now, you know, like you said, you're not going to hear Reyes and them saying they didn't do anything. Our general manager went out, he made the deal, and go Jays, go. Great show, Gordy.
Okay.
You and Travis are doing a great job.
Thanks very much. Well, you know, Travis is the straw that stirs the drink. You know, Brett, sorry, you too. Sorry, you're like Paul Revere's horse, you know, underrated. You know, you actually are doing the ride, and Paul Revere gets all the credit. But I'll gladly take all the glory in here. How about that? On a day that there's a lot of energy, vibe, and buzz, with the trade, the acquisition of Troy Tulowitzki to the Toronto Blue Jays, a five-player trade, Jose Reyes heading to the, excuse me, a six-player trade, Jose Reyes heading to the Colorado Rockies. Pungie in Woodbridge, how are you?
Hey, Gord, how are you?
Good,
pretty,
sir.
Pretty frustrated with this trade here. Like, I want to pull my hair out. Considering, you know, we're number one in the league for scoring runs, adding more scoring and upgrading, marginally at shortstop doesn't make a whole lot of sense. While, emptying our coverage here, offense the number three prospect. Don't you think this team would have been better with us going in mid for a Price or a Cueto, or even both of those guys? If we were going to start trading prospects and going for it versus trying to upgrade at shortstop and taking on a bloated contract and taking on a guy whose power numbers year over year have been increasing steadily.
Okay, well, you know, and the pitching thing, I agree, and it's no secret that the pitching's been the Achilles heel so far in 100 games, but I mentioned earlier that Troy Tulowitzki's a guy that wasn't on the radar trade deadline talk, and just when I was thinking about it before the show and chatting with Travis and Brett and Nelson Millman, just are thinking about how did he come into play, batting 300 right now, he's 2 years younger than Jose Reyes, he's locked up to 2020, and I said, I use the comparable of the Phil Kessel trade in that the Colorado Rockies having a disappointing season and decide, okay, he's one of our centerpieces of what we thought would be a great run at a certain level, much like the Toronto Maple Leafs thought with Phil Kessel when he signed that 8-year contract. And then things change. And so Kessel, who was not a guy you would trade, goes to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And in this case, Tulowitzki, a guy you never thought the Colorado Rockies would think about training. They throw him out there. And the Jays, and I say to their credit, pounce on them because I love prospects too. I'd love to see Kyle Drabek here, for example. I like seeing the real deal, and I like what I've seen historically of Troy Tulowitzki. Up next is Norm in Hamilton. Hey, Norm.
Hey, Gord. Thank you. Gord, first-time caller.
You're kidding me.
I've been a baseball fan since...
Wait, you're really a first-time caller?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's great.
I listen every day, though.
Well, I'm glad people do pick up the phone and become first-time callers, because that used to be a fun thing when we kick things off, but nowadays a lot of people think there's only 10 callers that we hear all the time. So great to have a first-time caller, Norm. Go ahead.
I am blown away with this trade. I think time will show the trades that Alex has made this year will surpass the trades Pat Gillick ever made. I am just blown away. I have been a baseball fan since Mickey Mantle, and I have watched the Blue Jays faithfully. I used to go to the C&E grounds continuously back in the early days, and I'm telling you, this trade is an incredible trade. I believe that he's not done yet. I was expecting him to blow us away, but I was looking more for Felix Hernandez, and who knows, that might be tomorrow.
Well, but I got to say, Norm, appreciate your first-time call. I'm not going to quite say Alex Anthopoulos has usurped Pat Gillick's Robbie Alomar, Joe Carter trade, for example, with the San Diego Padres. But you know, you look back Gillick's track record. He was called Stand Pat for a number of years because trades weren't part of his bailiwick at one point. It was serious development of players, which they had no peers at that time, developing players for the major leagues. And then there was astute free agent signings, Paul Molitor, Dave Stewart, Dave Winfield, Jack Morris, you know, those kind of guys. So anyway, if it's we'll find out. This is about as bold a move since the Florida Marlin trade and then getting Dickey. More the Marlin trade, I would have to say, about as bold a move that Alex Anthopoulos has made. One more call before the break. Alan joining us. Hey, Alan.
He has to stay off the injury list. The last three.
Are you a first-time caller, Alan? Okay, go ahead.
I'm one of the pioneers, just like you.
I know.
And he has to stay off the injury list. The last 3 years have been very injury-wrecked, and he hasn't played 150 games since 2009, the last time Colorado played in the playoffs. Devon Travis, he has to be a burglar like Reyes. I don't know if he's going to replace him because Reyes is known for his speed. Tulowitzki is not known for his speed. He did steal 20 bases back in 2010, but he hasn't since then. So Reyes is very hard to replace. He's a prototypical leadoff hitter, and I don't know if Travis is going to replace him. I always liked the burglars. I always liked Henderson and Raines and Coleman.
Yeah,
he fit that category, and that's where we're going to miss him. We're going to miss it at the top of the order.
Well, the key is when you said 2009 and a team making the playoffs, that being the Colorado Rockies, and you know that's a key in 2015 or some point that the Toronto Blue Jays, with whomever they have in the lineup, I mean, they're not, since they made those deals with Florida a few years ago and what they did, they got away from any notion of a rebuild in any way, shape, or form. So that is what we will be looking at or hoping for. It certainly is the expectation for the Toronto Blue Jays that this is a team that is going to contend for a playoff spot this year, despite where they are right now. We'll come back, take more of your calls on the day that Troy Tulowitzki becomes a Toronto Blue Jay, along with LaTroy Hawkins, a long reliever, 42 years old. Jose Reyes heading back to the Colorado Rockies. Prospects Jeff Hoffman, Miguel Castro, and Jesus Tinoco heading to the Colorado Rockies. Gord Stellick in for Jeff Blair on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Go here, there, and everywhere with Jeff Blair. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on demand. Now more of The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Gord Stellick in for Jeff Blair. Hot, humid day once again. Those stifling dark days of summer. Dog days of summer. Dark dog days of summer. How about that? Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Philadelphia Phillies tonight, but that is not the big baseball story. All that action will be on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Troy Tulowitzki, a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, along with 42-year-old reliever LaTroy Hawkins, heading to the Jays, going to the Colorado Rockies, Jose Reyes, along with three prospects, Jeff Hoffman, Miguel Castro, who we saw do a little closing work earlier on, and Jesus Tinoco, a prospect from Venezuela, who stats haven't looked great, but apparently still a lot of upside, according to many observers and scouts out there. So we'll talk about that for most of the morning, waiting for official confirmation from either team, but this has been confirmed in many parts, many ways, shapes, and form. So we've been chatting about it the last little while. We'll continue at 870-0590, star 590 on your cell phone network, 1-888-666-0590. Chris in Stony Creek. Hey, Chris.
How are you, man? Great show.
Thank you.
I was expecting to wake up this morning and look at the internet and see nothing, but woke up and was pleasantly surprised, man. I'm happy about the deal. I wanted to call a couple days ago and mention and see, you know, Jose Reyes, what the going rate would be for him, but I was thinking that it was such a stupid comment because nobody would touch him. Then when I woke up this morning, I was surprised to see him go. But one thing I do want to mention, though, is this Hoffman coming out of the pen, like that should be good. He's got 3.5 or just above 3 ERA, 22 strikeouts per 20 innings or something, so he's a strike thrower. So we got Sanchez coming out of the pen, Osuna, this guy. And another one thing I wanted to mention, and I think we should all give respect to Anthopoulos, was I remember specifically when he made the deal with Miami, they asked him what he was most excited about with the deal, and that was the fact that he was getting Jose Reyes. So I give a lot of respect to Anthopoulos to not – sometimes when you make a trade or you draft a guy, as you know, being a general manager, you kind of fall in love with that guy and you kind of have rose-colored glasses. So it's nice to see that AA is flexible and he's willing to move guys and he doesn't fall in love with them. So I give a lot of respect to him, man, for making that deal.
Yeah, you know, that last one's a great point about the rose-colored glasses, is quite often you'd go watch your minor league team play. I used to kid about it that I'd say I would know – whoever a general manager was or something within the Leaf organization, I would know who they would say with the best player of the game was going to be when the puck was dropped, because they had to believe their top prospect that they drafted high and wasn't yet succeeding at the NHL level, for example, was the best guy. And that wasn't the case. And same thing when you get guys in trades, it's hard to cut bait because you take it personal. And a very good point about that. And I was surprised too. I wouldn't have thought there's much of a market for Jose Reyes right now, given the way he's played the last couple of years, but Alex Anthopoulos figured something out with the Colorado Rockies. Going to go to Brandon in Guelph. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Gord, how you doing?
I'm good. I got a great trade. Nothing better than a trade to chat about.
What a way to wake up in the morning. I think Alex has limited chips to deal with. I know a lot of people are upset, wondering why, if you've got so few chips, why would you deal Hoffman for a shortstop? Your offense is already top-notch, but... looking at the rumors out there, Jeff Hoffman was going to be the price tag for one of these rentals. You know, that's 10, 12 starts from a starting pitcher for Jeff Hoffman. And I think what Alex did is a lot like what the Pirates did years ago when they signed Russ Martin. You know, all of the pitchers just got better by adding a stronger defensive shortstop.
And I like the fact he's here till 2020. I mean, the rental thing, and look what the Oakland A's did last year. I mean, look at, you know, CC Sabathia a few years ago. I mean, when the list goes on and on, it's such a limited thing. It's same in the hockey world about that on trade deadline deals. And I just looking back before I heard of this trade, but some of the trades the Jays had been involved in on trade deadline day, 2009, Scott Rolen was one of those guys, traded the Cincinnati Reds, kind of a rental deal. And among the guys they got back was Edwin Encarnacion. So, I mean, that was the kind of thing that quite often the other way around is what you get back. You know, what's given up, what Cincinnati gave up was far more than they got back in that particular case. Wayne in Thornhill. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. Well, I guess he made his pitching staff a little bit better on the positive side. I don't know how many runs a game Tulowitzki will help save them, but I'm sure it's substantial. So I'm sure he made the staff better that way. But I got to tell you, you just don't trade number one potential guys, number one starters. You don't do it. You just don't do it. I mean, they got rid of Syndergaard. I mean, there's another potential number one guy. Here goes another. St. Louis would never do that. And I thought they were trying to build a sustainable team that through the draft. And I think in the last year or so, I think he pretty much just eliminated about 2 or 3 years worth of excellent, outstanding drafting. He might have the best draft, drafted pitchers around. I think he just I think he just blew it.
Well, let me say this, Wayne. I was talking about a little bit earlier, so about giving up prospects, and certainly Syndergaard is so far looks like the real deal with the New York Mets. Obviously, R.A. Dickey, you have to determine his body of work when it's all said and done for the Toronto Blue Jays, but they got a top starter back in R.A. Dickey in that particular case. And, you know, you look at Kyle Drabek was the piece de resistance in the Roy Halladay move, and we're still waiting for him. I mentioned early on, and I just said, if you get winning, and Troy Tulowitzki gives you a chance to win now, then a trade like Jeff Kent was part of a trade to the New York Mets for David Cone. And it became irrelevant. Actually, he was traded twice more, then to Cleveland, then to San Francisco. So you traded away a guy that became a MVP candidate in San Francisco for a number of years in Jeff Kent. But it didn't matter because you won World Series in 1992 and 1993 by making moves like that. So that's, and I understand that's not the way it's been recently in recent years. But if that's what happens, then that's the way, that's a positive. If they don't, you're right. If they continue to be out of the playoffs and you watch and a few years down the road, you see Jeff Hoffman kicking butt and Syndergaard and everybody else, then it's failed. But right now, I like the trade for the present. We'll move on to Tom and Ajax. Tom.
Yes, Gord.
You're talking about the cupboard getting bare a little bit like our earlier caller.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't understand what is going on with the Jays. I mean, I know a lot of people are excited with this because Tulowitzki's got star power. But, I mean, basically, you know, this is a shortstop making $20 million traded for another shortstop that's making around $22 million. And I know Reyes is declining and he's got some issues. But to give up Jeff Hoffman, I mean, I think a lot of fans don't understand how highly regarded a prospect he is. He was only drafted in the 2014 draft as a guy coming off an elbow Tommy John surgery. But he's progressed so well since then, a lot of people said if they redrafted the 2014 draft, he might be the first pick or at least the second pick. So I think it's just crazy to give up a guy with that kind of potential. You're never going to win unless you have good pitching. And there's a stark reality here that a lot of people have to face. The Blue Jays are not a destination for top pitchers. I mean, the guy who's just coming into town now with the Phillies, Cole Hamels, does not want to come here. Already said, I've got a trade veto, mm-hmm. a no-trade contract. I'm going to use it if you send me to Toronto. So, you know, that came out just last week.
But it didn't stop earlier. Guys like R.A. Dickey, guys like Mark Burley, and Josh Johnson, who unfortunately for him and everybody, it didn't work out. He was going to be a top free agent that way. So, I mean, it's not like guys, and granted, they may not have no trades, whatever, but it's not like guys have in flocks decided they're not coming. A guy like Cole Hamels probably has a very few selective number of team he wants to go to. Kyle Drabek, by the way, no longer with the Jays, now pitching for the Chicago White Sox AAA affiliate, sent on waivers, claimed by the White Sox on waivers this past spring. Up here, got the glare on the glass here, so trying to figure out where to go. Who's our next caller here? Travis, what do you got? Okay, Greg in Scarborough. Hi, Greg. Okay, hey, Greg. Sorry about that. Given the Kyle Drabek update, now I see Greg and Scarborough. It's going well.
Good job. So basically, I just basically want to comment that there's a reason why, if you look at the past couple of drafts the Jays have done, we have drafted pitchers. Pitchers are a hot commodity, but if you have a stockpile of them coming through your system in Lance, single A, double A, triple A, even the team in Vancouver, you can afford to trade prospects for the now because – like, and there's a reason why the Jays have no position players in their pool system because all they've drafted is pitching. They know it's easier to trade pitching for hitting than it is to trade a hitter for a pitcher, in my opinion. So there's nothing wrong with going for it now when you know the last 3 years you've drafted like 20 pitchers. Odds are you're going to hit. It's like what the Leafs are doing now, right? You can compare it like that. So,
well, you hope.
Fans just need to calm down, relax a little bit about giving up Hoffman. He's had Tommy John. There's a possibility he'll get it again. Like you said, Drabek didn't pan out. So you don't know what you're getting. And Tulowitzki, you know what you're getting.
And certainly, there's quantity and quality, and you got to hope you get both. And certainly they had both when they won those two World Series. I know that's become more and more of a distant memory. I remember Pat Henkin talking about, you know, he and David Wells, and I forget the other pitcher, but I mean, when they were in the playoffs, they had no role for them. Okay, you had closers in Ward and Henke. Then you had, you know, whether it's Jack Morris, Jimmy Key, starters like that. Todd Stottlemyre was a starter. So you had guys like David Wells, Pat Hankin, and one other just were middle relievers. I mean, that was the kind of depth of pitching they had back then, and hoping you can emulate that to some degree if you're the Toronto Blue Jays. Carol in Toronto. Hi, Carol.
Morning, Gord.
Morning.
Good to talk with you. I'm really very happy about this trade, and mainly because with adding an extra bat into our lineup, that now makes one of our bats expendable. Somebody perhaps like Edwin, because we have someone else who can play first, and perhaps an American League team who would like a big bat would be willing to give up a pitcher, because I think Edwin could bring us back a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, and that's what we talked to Joe Siddall about earlier. And, of course, he'll be on the broadcast tonight, 7 o'clock. Jay's taking on the Phillies on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I mean, what is Alex Anthopoulos going to do next? And this gives him a different way of thinking, just like Carol articulated there. Thanks for the call, Carol. We got probably one more caller here, Dave in Kitchener. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Gord, how you doing?
Good. Got about a minute, pal, okay?
Okay. Unfortunately, Carol took my point there. I was going to talk about trading Eddie, but I'll move on. I think this trade is a real split. Hoffman is a guy that definitely is going to be an ace, and that's, you know, a value of, let's say, $200-plus million to ownership to try to replace that. Second of all, you need to downgrade off the offense, get Smoke in there full-time on first. You need a lefty bat. You lose a switch hitter in Reyes. This all comes down to whether or not they get an ace. If they don't get an ace, this team is really not that much different and not making the playoffs. We need an ace.
Okay. I love to get an ace. That's absolutely it. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll be taking more calls throughout the morning. Jeff Blair, who will be on Baseball Central at 12 noon, he's going to hop in at some point as well to chat about it. We're waiting official confirmation from both teams about whether they're having press conferences or what exactly they are having. We will. A few other things. We've got Paul Henderson, not the hockey player, but the gentleman that helped lead the 1996 Toronto Olympic bid, coming up to kick off next hour, because that's been a interesting story with the Pan Am Games closing and a decision to be made about Toronto making an official bid or not. I know John Torrey was in studio talking about that last night on Primetime Sports, so we'll chat with Paul Henderson about that. And then back to baseball, get the spin on it from some neutral observers, and also give you, our Fan 590 listener, a chance to weigh in with your phone calls. Troy Tulowitzki arrives in Toronto, and Jose Reyes, a member of the Colorado Rockies, Gord Stellick in for Jeff Blair on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.